Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT. For your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSinlaw.org and register today.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening on this Friday morning, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. We welcome you to the OPT Network this Friday morning. It's the weekend, baby. Can you believe it? I said to somebody this morning, the week has flown by. And he said, did yours really? It absolutely has. And it has been a delightful week. And you know why? Because we purposed in our heart to make it that way. Remember what we always say, that you can have what you say. And because we know that's true, no matter what the circumstances that surround you look like, start saying what you want to have. Start expecting what you want to have. And truly, surely, very certainly, you absolutely will have it. Well, you hear the glee in my voice. And it is because we are so excited for Gabrielle Douglas. Oh, my goodness. We have so much to say about it. We stayed up late last night, our entire little family watching the United States women's gymnastics team and watching the swim team and just watching the Olympics. So we're going to talk about that a little bit later in the show. I know that many of you are just as elated for Gabrielle and her family and the United States U.S. women's gymnastics team. But let me tell you what we're talking about this morning. Every parent that has a child knows that back to school is not around the corner, it's on the corner. Well, you know that we have partnered with Capital One for a long time, and we have partnered with the Food Bank of Central Louisiana for a long time, and we are passionate about the works that they are doing. Well, we're going to introduce you to the new Capital One area president that has taken Nancy Stitch's place, but promises to do an incredibly wonderful job. And we're going to tell you how you as a community can connect to what Capital One and the Food Bank of Central Louisiana is doing to help our kids. You know, many kids, when they're back to school, the lunch that they focus on or the meal that they focus on and have, or the meals, are at school. And so they have partnered in a great effort and have done this for a while to make sure that our kids at the end of the day are fed. It is an incredible program. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about it as school is rapidly approaching. We want you to stay on point. It is going to be an incredible Friday. It's the weekend and we're ready. We're ready to start celebrating the weekend. Hey, stay on point, everybody. We're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to have so much to talk about. Stay with us. We'll be back right after this.
HixsonHasIt.com. HixsonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HixsonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HixsonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HixsonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HixsonHasIt.
Hixson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC. Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is an On Point Talk playback. Emmy Award-winning talk show host, Dr. Oz.
Dr. Oz, we're so glad to have you back. And you know, of course, that this is Heart Month for women. And you have the 28-day Prevent a Heart Attack plan. And I want to start by talking about that and how you came up with that.
Well, I know that a lot of folks are trying to quantify their lives in ways that are manageable. And, you know, 1 month's a pretty good time period to aim for. And recognize you cannot get rid of a bad habit. You got to replace a bad habit with a good habit. So when it comes down to heart disease, and just for the women out there, you know, it's Heart Month, but we specifically are focusing on women's heart disease because you're the glue of society. It's your hearts that end up helping the male heart too. And so I've gotten some tips that you can use for your hearts, but the tax is you're going to spread the word to the rest of the family.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bertice Berry, sociologist, author, lecturer, and mother. I have been On Point Talk, the official OPT network, with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Soledad O'Brien, CNN anchor and special correspondent.
And I've been On Point
with Carlette Christmas.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Also, every single day, we want to remind you to get on the right financial path. It doesn't matter if you've fallen off. It doesn't even matter if you have ever even gotten on. Now is the time. Your pathway advisor, Carol Kinder, is on point to help you. Doesn't matter if you've have a 401k plan, if you've got a lawsuit, or if you've got an inheritance, get on the right financial path with Pathway Finder Carol Kinder. And here's the number to phone. It's 318-448-8600. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Rosa Fields is on point to serve you. And you can phone Rosa and her team at 318-487-1881. Now, if you're joining us this morning, we want to tell you about something that we have always been excited about in the community. But first of all, we want to introduce you to Capital One Bank announcing their new area president, Kermit Ferris. He has been announced as Central Louisiana area president. He's going to be responsible for leading the bank's community focus and the philanthropic commitment to meet the unique needs of the communities that Capital One serves, not only in Repheath's Parish, but also in Avoyelles Parish. Now, Kermit will continue to serve in this functional role, responsible for meeting the financial needs of large corporate and middle market companies, headquartered right here in Central Louisiana. Now, let me just tell you a little bit about Kermit. He has been in the banking business for more than two decades, a long time. So he is well capable and well able. And he's got an MBA in finance from Louisiana Tech, Law Tech, right there in Ruston. And he's got his undergraduate degree, his bachelor's degree in business administration from Northwestern State University, right up the road in Natchitoches. And you know what? He's going to be replacing our friend and our partner, Nancy Stitch. But we know already he is going to be just as incredible. And we look forward to working with Kermit. Kermit, good morning and welcome to the OPT Network for the very first time.
Good morning. Good morning, Carlette. Thank you so much for having me on your show this morning.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And a lot of people knew that Nancy had left, but a lot of people did not know who her predecessor would be. So we're pleased and honored to welcome and to announce for those people who did not know, Kermit, that you were going to be taking her position. First of all, before we talk about what you guys have got going on, talk about how exciting this shift is going to be for you.
Well, the shift is exciting. There are so many neat things going on at Capital One Bank, and we want to be a part of it. Capital One Bank is all for investing for good,
mm-hmm.
and we are excited about that. We're always going to do that. And I've been in this community for 26 years. I raised my family here, mm-hmm. went to school here, we go to church here. This is my home now, and I'm extremely excited about that and all the great things that are going on in Capital One.
Absolutely, and we know that you will do well. And you know, I use the word shift because it is a word that has been down in my belly, because so many people are shifting. And with shifts come season changes. And for you, your season is changing. You will still be responsible for some very, very important accounts, but you'll also be responsible for leading the community in terms of the things that Capital One really has a heart for in this community. Talk about those things that you look forward to doing.
Well, Carlette, like I said, Capital One is extremely committed to investing for good in the community. Not only in things like backpack program, mm-hmm. for the food bank,
mm-hmm.
but there are so many things, education for children, education for adults, mm-hmm. financial literacy. These are very important to Capital One because it makes our community stronger. Every little bit makes it a better place to live. And we love our community, and we want to participate in any way that we can. So
absolutely.
That's what we're doing.
And you are one of those people, Kermit, that, and we'll talk about some of the things that you've done in this community, but been in the banking business really almost three decades, really a long time. So well equipped and well able. And one of the things that we all have been working on, partnering with the Food Bank of Central Louisiana and also Capital One, is the backpack program. And what it's designed to do is meet the needs of hungry children. And it's kicking off once again. Let's talk about that.
Carlette, this is the third year that Capital One's participated in it, and we're so much involved with mm-hmm. it. It's just really important to us. We've put up boxes in all of our branches to collect backpacks. The backpacks will be used very simply by the food bank. They'll pick them up. They will fill them with food and prepare them for the children that need them. You know, there's so many children in our community, like you said earlier,
mm-hmm.
that they get food at school, but perhaps they go home and there's nothing to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And their baby nothing to eat the whole weekend that they're home, mm-hmm. or on vacation or something like that. So the food bank will fill up the backpacks. They'll give them to the children on Friday afternoon. They'll take them home, enjoy the food. It'll be friendly, child-friendly food, mm-hmm. so that they can get to it,
uh-huh.
get in it, eat it, and enjoy it. And then they'll bring an empty backpack on Monday, which is exactly what the food bank wants, so that they can fill it up again and they can take it home on Friday.
Absolutely.
And it's great. It's so needed in our community.
And you know what, Kermit? You and I were talking before we went on the air, and you had a wonderful story, and it just speaks to the hearts of our community and what big givers we are. You were saying that there was a gentleman that came in the bank and saw the backpacks and said what?
He was interested. He wanted two of them. Because he wanted to take them and fill them with food and bring them back.
Mm.
That's not exactly what we're doing. And we told him that, and he understood. But he was concerned, and he wanted to help. But the way that we're helping right now is bringing new or slightly used backpacks into the branches, and we're collecting them there, and we will give them to the food bank. So however many you may have,
right?
You know, your child may have used it for a week last year and decided they didn't like the color of it. Bring it to us. We'll make sure that the food bank gets it.
Absolutely. And I think that that just speaks to the hearts of the people in this community and how committed we are. And one of the things that we've been talking about with Back to School is that there are some 900 children in Rapides Parish alone that are considered to be homeless. And the Rapides Parish Library, along with the Rapides Parish School Board, is partnering. So my point, Kermit, is this, is that there are a lot of people in our community that are working hard to make sure that our children are fed and clothed. And we know that we know that Capital One Bank is on the front lines making sure that those children that go to school and depend on school for their meals are not hungry after school.
Exactly, exactly. They'll learn better if they're not hungry.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's an issue that we all can take part in being the change that we want to see. Let me get a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to tell you how you can connect with the Capital One branches to take in new or slightly used backpacks so that you can get involved and be the change that you want to see. You're on point, everybody. We'll be back right after this.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday, extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Getting the kids back to school is as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Number one, become a member today. Number two, check out our great back to school loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty member discounts. Number three, take a deep breath and relax. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's back to school loans take all the hassle out of getting the kids back to school and help you breathe a little easier with low rates and up to 12-month loan terms. Find out more by calling Heart of Louisiana Credit Union today at 473-4562 or visit heartcu.org now. Loan amount cannot exceed $2,000, up to a 12-month loan term. Only one back-to-school loan per household. Certain restrictions may apply.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avol's Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving.
There are a lot of reasons why I love the McCafe Cherry Berry Chiller. I could probably name 100. It's juicy, fruity, icy, refreshing. Sweet.
Get into the new McCafe Cherry Berry Chiller at McDonald's.
Smooth. Made with 100% fruit juice with natural flavors blended with ice. It combines the natural sweetness of cherry and raspberry for a perfectly refreshing drink. You could go on forever about how delicious it is, but it's here for a limited time only. The simple joy of a taste you can't get enough of. I participate in McDonald's.
Did I already say perfect?
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of One Point Talk.
This is Glenda Stock with McDonald's of Alexandria. I'm very honored and proud to be a part of On Point Talk, where we talk about the needs of women in business and in their homes and personal lives. I subscribe to the On Point Talk show with Carletta Christmas. I hope you'll do the same.
Hello, I'm Dallas Hickson, managing partner of Hickson Automotive, and I'm proud to be part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Angela Stewart, Vice President with Red River Bank. Come and get enlightened and inspired. I've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence, and the credit union with a heart. Remember, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is offering low, low, low interest loans for families that are getting prepared for back to school. These loans will provide you with the money, the necessary money for buying school uniforms, for buying school supplies. And we know how tough it is. And it seems like back to school comes at the most inopportune times. Well, no worries. The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union has got you. All you got to do is go to their website or give them a phone call, and they will help you to get that loan. Also, Davis One Stop. If you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, it is in the heart of Cheneyville, Louisiana. If there's one stop that you should make, it's Davis One Stop. Also, McDonald's of Alexandria.
KAYT 88.1, Gina, Alexandria.
This morning, we're talking about Capital One Bank and their involvement in the backpack program that has been presented by the Food Bank of Central Louisiana. We are joined by Kermit Ferris, who is the new area president at Capital One Bank. He is already incredible. And not only is he working hard with the community, he gives back in ways that I can't wait to tell you about. But right now, what we're focusing on are hungry kids. And every time, Kermit, every time I have had this conversation, it is still hard to believe that there are children in Central Louisiana that are hungry.
That is true. And it's not their fault, obviously.
No.
And it's such a shame that they're there, but we want to make an effort to resolve that issue along with the food bank.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we're so involved with the backpack program.
Absolutely. And so coming up this month, people can go to any Capital One location. Let's tell people how they can go to these locations and what they need to do when they get there.
Carlette, they can go to any of the Capital One branches in Alexandria, Pineville, of Oils Parish, and we have drop-off boxes there, and we'll be collecting these backpacks through the end of August. And it's simply bring the backpack, drop it off. You don't need to make any big deal about
mm-hmm,
it.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you wouldn't want to, but the food bank will be so appreciative of it, and obviously the moms and dads who need that extra little help with
mm-hmm,
feeding their children.
Mm-hmm. And it's such an incredible program. It's a wonderful program, and the Food Bank of Central Louisiana offers the backpack program to some 1,200 students across 26 schools.
That's so hard to believe that there's so many, you know.
I know. It's a challenge, but you know what? I know that all of the people that are listening want to help. And so we want to encourage people at all of the branches. Are those any specific branches? Are they going to be the Avoyelles and Rapides branches?
That's correct. All of our Avoyelles and Rapides Parish branches will have a drop-off place. And if you can't find it when you walk in the door,
mm-hmm.
ask one of our associates, because our associates want you to give
mm-hmm.
and will appreciate it.
Absolutely. And I just want to say to our listeners, because, you know, sometimes we get so accustomed to seeing the people that we see and those familiar people, but I can guarantee you that Kermit is a God-fearing man, and he is a man that is dedicated to giving back to his community. And one of the really neat things that I found out about Kermit is that he has been committed. And I said to him, this is truly altruism. And what I mean by that is selflessness, that he has given some 43 pints
Gallons of blood to the blood bank. And let me just say, before I say that this is a critical time. The American Red Cross officials say that its national blood supply is dangerously at low levels. And they're calling on every single person that is eligible to give blood. And the Red Cross says that its blood supplies has reached its lowest point, Kermit, in 15 years. And when I found out that Kermit had given 43 gallons, I said, that is a man of God. Only a God-fearing man and one that has compassion and love for people would give their blood.
Well, it's
literally.
I do. And it's been a joy of mine to be able to do that over the years. It didn't just happen yesterday. I've been giving blood for 20 years.
Wow.
And
talk about why. Why did you start? And not only why you started, but why you were so consistent.
Well, it started way back when I was in college, you know. And if you go back that far.
I remember.
I think that probably I gave because someone said, why don't you come go with me?
Uh-huh.
You know, and I did. And there was a period of time that I didn't give. But then we had a blood drive at the bank. And so I said, well, maybe I'll give. And I did give. And after I'd given whole blood for a short period of time, I was asked by the apheresis department at LifeShare, would you consider giving just the platelets of your blood and perhaps the plasma
wow.
too? And I said, okay, how do you do that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a little bit more time-consuming process. It takes about 2 hours.
I was getting ready to say, you're being very very moderate. Yeah, it's a time-consuming process.
It takes 2 hours. I go in at 4:30 in the morning, just about every third Tuesday morning. They're there, and they welcome me in, and I give a double unit of platelets and plasma ever so often. And it's amounted to 43 gallons over the years. Now, why do I do it? You know, God blessed me with blood that keeps me going every day in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I have extra blood. God gave me extra blood. So why not share it with someone else who needs it? Because there are so many people that need blood. And you can't manufacture it. There's not a manufacturing plant for blood. So it is given by donors. And for the first time, back when my mom was in the hospital back in 2011, she received whole blood.
Mm.
First time. So when it comes and hits you hard, you know, mm-hmm, right there with it, mm-hmm. with a family member,
mm-hmm.
that even makes it more important. But again, I've enjoyed doing it. It's a pleasure for me. And
wow.
So.
You know, and the statistics in the article say that according to statistics, someone in the United States needs a blood transfusion. Get this. Every 2 seconds.
I know. There are 44,000 units of blood needed every day in the United States.
Wow. This is, you know, when I heard that, it really gives you pause and it lets you know that there are people like yourself in the world. Because you don't have to do it, and it's a commitment. And you've committed to it over the long haul. Has there ever been a point where you said, you know, not this third Tuesday. I'm not going.
No, it's pretty much on my calendar for a year. I schedule a year out at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And so we all know what's going to take place. No, I have never gotten to that point that, no, I don't think I'll do it today.
Wow. And so how do we encourage those people that are listening? You know, a lady once said at the Red Cross, because I started giving blood for a young person that was looking for bone marrow. And I said, you know, this is a way that I can at least help. I don't know if I'll be a match, but I'll give. She said, you know, it is easier for people to give you money than it is for them to give you their blood. What could we say that would encourage somebody today to help with this really, really drought that the American Red Cross and the blood supply that they have found themselves in? They're saying that it's dismal.
It is, Carlette. LifeShare Blood Centers has their offices over by the Walmart. I think mm-hmm. it's on this side of MacArthur
mm-hmm.
Drive.
Mm-hmm.
And they're open all the time just about to accept that blood from
mm-hmm.
you. And,
mm-hmm.
and there are hours. All you need to do is just walk in and say, tell me about it.
Right.
And they'll tell you that it's not complicated. It's an easy thing to do. There's a little needle stick. But that's it.
And there's no real pain.
There's no pain. I mean, if there was a pain, why would I continue to subject myself to it? No, there's not. And there is a great, great, great need. Mm-hmm. It really is. And they'll walk you through it.
Absolutely.
They'll make you feel comfortable with it.
And you know what I want to encourage people? Don't wait until it is your loved one that is in need of blood. You know what? I believe in we believe in the sowing process. And whatever you sow, so shall you reap. And so they're in real need. And that's just one of the things that Kermit is doing to give back to his community. Kermit, we can't wait to see what an incredible job that you are going to continue to do for Capital One Bank and for this community. And we're super excited to partner, to continue our partnership with you and with Capital One Bank.
Carlette, thank you so much. And thank you for letting me come on your show this morning. I really appreciate you.
Well, you know what? We want to thank you for spending the very best, and we say this every morning, the busiest part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT network. Thank you. We're going to take a quick break here, but we'll be back right after this. Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
We are a part of the very fabric of our community. In ways seen and unseen, we comfort and care for those who need us. We have combined people and technology to nurture the health of families for over a century. We are integrity, hope, resolve. From sickness to health, we have always been there, and we will continue to be there for you. We are Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT for your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. impact, make one. Go to KOMENSINLA.org and register today.
Hello, I'm Laurie DeSalle with the American Heart Association, and I would like to thank Carlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping us in the fight against heart disease in women and the Go Red for Women campaign. Thank you, Team OPT, for helping us in the fight against heart disease.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital. Get wired satellites. That's Jeremy Clary. Get HD for life, plus so much more. You can phone him at 318-767-2220. Also, McDonald's of Pineville. Just want to remind you again that Capital One Bank is on a crusade to help hungry children. The backpack program is designed to meet the needs of hungry children. And you know what? It is available through Capital One Bank. And so what we're asking, what Capital One Bank is asking all of you to do that are in the listening area of Oils and Rapides Parish, is to bring those either new or slightly used backpacks to those branches, any of the Capital One branches, and they are in turn going to get those backpacks to the food bank so that those backpacks can be filled for some 1,200 students across 26 schools. And that's just one way that Capital One Bank and the new area president, Kermit Ferris, are giving back to Central Louisiana. And so we know that you want to be an integral part of being the change that you want to see and giving back to the community. And anytime we think about kids being hungry, you know, it is a tough proposition to realize, but it is happening. And it's happening in our community. So please be the change that you want to see by visiting any Capital One Bank. And as you're doing your school shopping, even if you can get a backpack that is inexpensive that you can take, that they can fill, it will be a blessing to a family. So that's what we want to remind you about. Now, as we switch gears, we want to talk about the Olympics and last night's incredible, incredible United States women's gymnastics team. And this morning we celebrate Gabrielle Douglas. And you know what? As we sat and we watched the women's gymnastics, and as we have watched the whole Olympics throughout its duration, it was just incredible to watch history being made. But more importantly than that, it was such a teachable moment. And I hope that families sat together and watched, because what it does is it speaks to the word that we talk about all the time, and that word is possibility. That our kids can take note that anything is possible if they work hard and they simply believe. And, you know, as we were watching the entire competition, Gabby Douglas was not expected to be the favorite. She was not expected to bring goal. She was not even goal home to the United States. She was not even expected to be in the all-around competition. And for those people who may not be familiar with gymnastics, the all-around means just that. The vault, the parallel bars, the uneven bars, the floor exercise, and the balance beam. And so she wasn't even expected. She was not the favorite to be in the all-around competition. And so that made it, I think, just a little bit sweeter. And as we were watching the games and watching the young women in gymnastics, we looked at our son and we said, you know what, you can take note of everything that you see. And one of the things that we share with him, especially as he's playing sports and he's competing, is that attitude is everything. And as we watched the young women from Russia who did not live up to what their anticipations, what their expectations were for themselves, what their coaches' expectations were for them, and maybe even their family and their country's expectations were for them, we said to him, you see what people see when they see a bad attitude. You see that the little girl is just inconsolable. She doesn't want to be hugged. In fact, they even replayed it last night and commentated on it. And so when we look at these moments, we can look at these moments as teachable moments to teach our kids that when they make a commitment, if they work hard and they do the work, that success will ultimately come. And so we were more than proud of Gabrielle Douglas being the first African-American to win an individual gold medal in the all-around competition. That means that she super exceeded every gymnast in every category to come out with gold. But more than that, we looked at her poise and the beauty and the grace that she displayed. And this is what she said when she was interviewed, and I had to write it down because it was so heartwarming for a 16-year-old young woman. She said, the glory goes up to him and the blessings fall down on me. I about just lost it, because as we sat there late last night watching and waiting for the finish, where the pundits absolutely did not have any inclination that this young woman would walk away with gold. In fact, Jordan Weber was the young woman that all hopes had been set high to go in and just obliterate the field. So they are calling the women's gymnastics team the Fab Five, or the Fierce Five. And what warmed our heart even more is that she was the first African-American young woman. Do you know how many young girls, young African-American girls, that sat captivated by Gabrielle Douglas? And they said, maybe it's possible for me. Because the last African-American that we saw was in 1996, Dominique Dawes. And I, like every little girl, have watched gymnastics for years and years and years and wondered, is it possible? So for all the little girls that tumble and that are poised and that mimic what they see, it spoke to real possibility. And so as we sat there and we listened to her, she said, this is what she said. After leaving her home to go and train and wanting to quit, she said, pushing through the hard days. The hard days, she said, are the best days. And those are the days that make champions. I loved it. We loved it. And we sat there and we said to Deuce, our 12-year-old, we said, you see, look at her. Take notice of her. Do you see how she makes eye contact with her coach? Do you see how she engages? Do you see how she takes instructions? And she goes out and she gets it done. We say kudos to her mother and to her parents and to the entire family. We know that this family had to make huge, huge sacrifices to make this dream a reality. And as we were sitting in this teachable moment, her mom's name is Natalie Hawkins, and we say, Natalie, you absolutely, we know that you're a woman of God because we see it in Gabby. And so as we sit there until almost 12 o'clock at night, watching every moment, listening to every word, and getting our 12-year-old engaged to watch this, we said to him, This is what the gift does. You see, the word says that the gift makes room for the man or the woman and brings them before great men. You see, her gift has now made room where nobody thought, they thought that she was just on the team. In fact, they even tried to make Allie Raisman
the go-to person.
The go-to, thank you. They tried to make Allie Raisman the go-to person. They made it look like Allie Raisman was the reason why the team had won gold. And so I was thinking, wow, you know, are they going to give her props? But this is what God said. He said, you don't need to worry about that. He said, the gift, that's what makes room. That's what brings you before great men and great women. It opens the door. And so this morning, oh my goodness, we are so filled with joy because that word possibility, DC, it creeps in again. And I have never heard DC cheer that loudly and that hard for gymnastics. I mean, we were captivated. We were enthralled. We were invigorated just watching her. And we could not wait. We could not wait to talk about this moment in history, this time, this season, this shift. It's going to open the door for so many little girls, not just African-American little girls, but all little girls of different ethnicities, different colors. It is going to open the door to possibility. And I tell you what, I've got to take a break here, but when we come back, I got to tell you what really, really aggravated us about this situation. So stay on point. We'll talk about that when we come back right after this.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT. For your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to komensinlaw.org and register today.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC. Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
Hello, I'm Teresa Slater, Executive Director of the Cabrini Foundation and the Children's Miracle Network. I would like to thank On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas for helping us at the Children's Miracle Network. Thanks, Team OPT, for being an advocate for change.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Hey, everybody. This segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, Kyle Wolf and his team are in Avoyelles Parish to serve you. The number to phone is 318-346-6695. Also, Hickson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, log on to hicksandhasit.com. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, will they remove your doubts? And they do that with state-of-the-art technology. This morning, we're talking about history, the history being made by not only Gabby Douglas, but by Michael Phelps and all of the Olympians in the 30th Olympiad. And one of the things that really, really bothered us last night was out of all the greatness and out of all the history that was made by Gabby Douglas, there were some people that were so critical that they couldn't relish and celebrate her moment, do you see?
Right.
All they could talk about on Twitter was her hair.
Boy.
They were actually saying and were tweeting about her hair and people saying that she could have done something better or nicer with her hair. And we sat in dismay that people would think about that.
And be that shallow. You know, here's somebody that is living a dream of phenomenal capability. I mean, she is basically doing what at least 30 million people would be wanting to do. And there are those who would sit back and say her hair could have been better.
Right. And this was right on the heels of an article that was printed about Oprah. I don't know if people have seen the new O magazine, where she is on the cover of her magazine this month, and she's touting her natural hair. And many, many African-American women are going natural. I am one of those women as well that's going natural. And, you know, it just, I don't know. As we said and we talked about it, and Deuce talked about it, and we all talked about it as a family, and he said to us, he said, you know, he said, that's what critics do. He said, they criticize.
Right.
And we said, wow, out of the mouth of babes. Go ahead.
Right. Well, and to, you know, the critics are critics. And when you look at the picture of Oprah and her hair, it does not look like her just natural hair. I mean, something has been.
And you said that. And I said, you know, well, what
so
difference
the critics
does
are
that?
Not always wrong. And I, to just say something about that, you know, I don't have a problem with the critics criticizing where criticism is deserved. But to look at somebody who just won a gold medal and you're the absolute number one gymnast in the world and you're 16, which probably at 16, who cares about hair?
Right, right.
I mean, you know, who really is that shallow who's worked that hard? And who, I mean, who cares about how your hair look, really? And I mean, I'm saying that from a male perspective. I mean, it was it was in check as far as I was concerned. Uh-huh. Now, if I was a woman, I may see something different. Maybe you can speak to that. But I was so impressed with the fact that she stepped in,
mm-hmm.
and they never saw her coming.
They never saw her coming.
You know, I am, you know, being from the, I like things like that. I can, you know, just recall my status here with On Point Talk. For the most part, most people just thought I gave out the water and ran the board. They had absolutely no idea that I was actually driving this truck.
Right.
And I didn't try to make them see any different. Why?
Right.
Because when you're secure with yourself, you don't have to say everything to everybody.
Right.
And so as I saw how she performed and how she came along as the Olympics were going on,
mm-hmm.
you could see that she was a sleeping giant.
Mm.
And she never really caused any ruckus or tried to take all this attention.
She never said, look at me.
Yeah, look at me. She never said, look at me. She let her tumbling mm-hmm. speak for her. And when it was all said and done, they never saw her coming.
Wow.
And when she stole it.
She stole it.
She stole victory
mm-hmm.
from the people who thought that she wasn't going to be able to do what she did because they didn't give her a chance. They said, oh, she's a good tumbler and she would be able to help us to
mm-hmm.
win team
mm-hmm.
gold.
Mm-hmm.
But they never, ever imagined because they couldn't see that far.
Mm-hmm.
But she saw it and her folks saw it and her coach saw it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see the adulation in her coach when they were waiting to give the little Russian girl scores.
Mm-hmm.
He knew
mm-hmm.
that she wasn't going to be able to get enough points to beat her because mm-hmm. her event wasn't really even hard enough. Even though she performed it perfect, the little Russian girl,
uh-huh,
event,
uh-huh.
it was too easy. It was so easy, and that's why she was able to perform it so well, which she did an excellent job. But the little girl was torn up because she believed, probably deep down in herself, and all of us believe, because we go into that, you know, we're right type of situation.
Right, self-righteous.
You know? And of course, you have to expect that the little girl was torn up because just like everybody, she wanted to win gold too, but you know what? Her hair wasn't that nice either. But nobody cared.
That's an interesting point. Her hair wasn't that nice either.
Absolutely not.
And after you have worked, I mean, all evening, your hair just might not look that.
Well, you know, the person that tweeted that probably has never had. Most people, you can hear when a person talks about athletics
mm-hmm.
if they ever play.
Ooh.
You know, most people who talk about athletics and have never played, you can hear in them talking about it that they never really
that they don't know the game
that they don't know the game or a game because
mm-hmm.
you could have played one sport
and you could speak to other sports because you've been in the arena.
Mm-hmm.
If you've never been in the arena of sport, it's hard for you to talk about it in a way that others can feel it because you've never been in it.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So when you hear a person talking about athletics or any sport for that matter, you can tell when they just don't understand or appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
They're just saying what they heard somebody else say.
Yeah.
And trying to say as much as they can, but it doesn't have any feeling.
Right, right. And this is the word. This is the word. I mean, we stayed up late last night and we analyzed it because we love sports.
Absolutely.
I mean, we love the volleyball. We've been following the volleyball. We've been following Missy Franklin in the pool. We've been following Michael Phelps. I mean, it has been incredible. But this is what I want to say to women. And I know that a woman's hair, the word tells us, is it's our glory. We love it. But my feelings were so hurt for what was tweeted about Gabrielle that it was just, to me, it was unthinkable and unconscionable for anybody to just do it. And I think it was in the firestorm, of course, of Oprah saying that her hair was natural. But this is the word that I came up with that God gave me last night to share with you this morning. And the word is virulent. V-I-R-U-L-E-N-T. Highly infective, violently spiteful, hostile, intensely bitter and malicious. And ladies, this is what's been on my heart, and I hope that you'll look it up. It's Jeremiah 17:9. It talks about the heart being deceitfully wicked, being very wicked. Sometimes your heart can start right, and then your heart can get tainted. And it's so innocuous. It's so innocent that you don't see it happening. That we look at someone that has just achieved history and greatness in all its splendor, and all we can see is the negativity. We can simply only point out what is wrong and not what is right. And at that moment, I felt like maybe this is happening because there is a lack of self-love. When you don't love yourself, you begin to be critical of others. I am telling you this because I'm telling myself that. Make sure that your heart does not become deceitfully wicked. Make sure that you're not deceiving yourself by tearing down another, by having that bucket mentality, that mentality that just yearns to pull someone else down. Find your way to love and celebrate those around you, even when it doesn't look like your turn is ever going to come. What this young woman showed the world is that the gift, you can't get around the gift, DC. The gift will just work if you stay out of the way. But you don't know when the gift is going to work. But if you trust the process, I'm telling you this, but I'm telling me this, I'm telling DC this, we're telling ourselves this. Stay out of the way of the gift, and the gift will work for you. It'll make room. All you got to do is be available. You're on point, everybody. It's Friday. It's the weekend. It's 8:38 a.m. Stay on point. We'll be back right after this.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Getting the kids back to school is as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Number one, become a member today. Number two, check out our great back-to-school loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty member discounts. Number three, take a deep breath and relax. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's back-to-school loans take all the hassle out of getting the kids back to school and help you breathe a little easier with low rates and up to 12-month loan terms. Find out more by calling Heart of Louisiana Credit Union today at 473-4562 or visit heartcu.org now. Loan amount cannot exceed $2,000 up to a 12-month loan term. Only one back-to-school loan per household. Certain restrictions may apply.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT. For your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSinlaw.org and register today.
There are a lot of reasons why I love the McCafe Cherry Berry Chiller. I could probably name 100. It's juicy, fruity, icy, refreshing, sweet.
Get into the new McCafe Cherry Berry Chiller at McDonald's. Made with 100% fruit juice with natural flavors blended with ice. It combines the natural sweetness of cherry and raspberry for a perfectly refreshing drink. You could go on forever about how delicious it is, but it's here for a limited time only. The simple joy of a taste you can't get enough of. I participate in McDonald's.
Did I already say perfect?
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. One conversation at a time.
This segment, everybody, of the OPT Network is sponsored by the Of Oyles Commission of Tourism. Stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. Also, Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, LACVT, Dr. Gary Jones and Dr. Chance DeWitt, healing Sinlaw one heartbeat at a time. For more information about those all-important screenings, those health screenings that could save your life, the number to phone is 318-442-0106. I tell you what, DC, it's the weekend,
It's Friday, and you know, it seems like when you've got kids, you go from one sport to the next. You go from baseball. We've gone from baseball. Now it's about to be football season. And as I reflect back on baseball season, we want to just take this opportunity because we know we've got a lot of listeners, D.C., down in Lake Charles, Louisiana. Well, the South Lake Charles Little League All-Stars are going to be playing in regionals. And they're going to be playing in Waco, Texas tonight. We're going to try to find it on ESPN. We hope it's going to be aired. They're going to be playing the New Mexico team. And they are working to go to the Little League World Series in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. I'm telling you, if you look for opportunities, there's so many ways to teach your kids about attitude, about winning, about good sportsmanship. And in everything that I see and I read, God is almost assuredly teaching us lessons if we're just paying attention. And one thing that I saw last night that also disturbed me is that the little Russian girl was so disgruntled with her gold medal, DC, that she put it in her pocket. Her silver medal. She put it in her pocket. And it was reported upon in the papers this morning. And I'm going to tell you, I know that our kids hope to win, and winning is important, and everybody loves to win. But it really takes a big person to, when you don't win and your expectations are not met, to be gracious.
Right now.
And Gabrielle, even in her winning, DC, boy, she was gracious.
Yes, she was.
She was so gracious, and she represented the United States so well.
Yes, she did. And with the Russian team, you're seeing a lot of things that was not happening when it was old Mother Russia.
DC said that. We laughed about it.
When it was Mother Russia and they had them working like animals.
DC said that. He said they were too laxed on them.
Yeah, in the old Soviet regime, they were always better. They had the discipline.
Right.
Now that they've started kind of licking the players up a little bit and petting them up too much, they become spoiled.
You think they're too spoiled?
And they're not as competitive.
Uh-huh.
Oh, look at them. Look at them. They're not as competitive.
Well, things change.
We used to always depend on Russia giving us good competition. They're nowhere to be found anymore.
Yeah, and, you know, I guess and that.
I'm not saying, you know, I'm an advocate for
right.
for communism, but at the same time, maybe it made for better athletes. Who knows?
Absolutely. Well, in all things, we can learn lessons, and we want to send another special shout-out to Pastor Curly Charles, who's listening.
Pastor Charles.
Down in Opelousas. And, you know.
Yeah, from the hill, Malonestone Street.
Yeah, yeah. DC's college roommate. It's such a small world, we realize that they're neighbors, that they were neighbors for years and years and years. And, you know, we've met so many wonderful people over time. And, Pastor Charles, let me just say that it encourages us when people call and encourage us and really, really believe God with us and understand that this is certainly not us. And we understand that. We understand that if God can use a donkey to speak through, that he can use anybody. And so we feel more than honored every single morning that we get on this big old microphone and we're blessed to say what God wants us to say and do what God wants us to do. And in that, we know that the true mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten every single person that would dare to stay with us from 7:30 to 9. And you know what? This is what God said. If you want to be inspired, if you want to be enlightened, if you want knowledge, if you want to think just a little bit differently than you did when you started, get on point. Because it will surely, if you let it, it'll begin to change your thinking. And when you change your thinking, you can change your mind. All for the better. For the betterment of yourself. For the betterment of the possibility of Absolutely. What God has in store.
Absolutely. Our goal is to uplift, enlighten, and encourage you one conversation at a time. And do that for the better.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can be changed for the negative.
That's true.
You know, so we try to change for the positive side.
Mm-hmm.
It's what we do.
And it's the, and you can choose that side. The word says choose this day. You know, and so you can choose. You can choose whether you want to go in and you want to be mad with the world, you want to be mad with the system, you want to be mad with the man, or you can just choose like Gabby Douglas. You can choose to go out and work harder. You can choose to be more committed. You can choose not to believe what the pundits say. You can choose. And God said, I set before you life and death. Choose. And then he said, if you don't know the answer, I'm going to give it to you. It's a multiple choice. I'm going to give it to you. Choose life. Choose life today. Life. I'm going to tell you one thing. We read every morning, D.C. and I. And what did you say? Choose what? Choose life this weekend. I'm going to tell you what. We choose to live. We choose to live big. And we hope that you'll choose it with us. Because you know what? It says where two or more come together, even though we don't ever have to touch, we can touch in the spirit. Whatever we say, whatever we decide, whatever we believe, we can make it happen. For we walk by faith, not by sight. So we want to encourage you this morning. Choose, choose, choose. Choose to have a great weekend. Choose to have a great day. Choose to be on point. I got to take a break. We'll be back after this.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get wired satellites powered by DirecTV now has your locals in HD. In HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinla Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT. For your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinla Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSINLA.org and register today.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Hey, everybody. This segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. And as we talk about them, headed for a great and well-deserved Jamaica Mon.
Jamaica Mon.
Hey, let's, DC.
Hey, bring me some dreadlocks back, darling.
Hey, because
bring
we.
Bring me some hair back.
Because we can't go on
Speaking
vacation.
Of hair. Speaking of hair.
Speaking of hair.
Did you bring me back a dreadlock wig?
Oh, my goodness. You know what? The St. Romains, Darlene and Maurice St. Romain, you guys absolutely rock. Yes, headed to the islands.
Don't we want to be them right now?
Yes, we want to be them. I'm getting ready to say we're going to live vicariously. Oh, my goodness. I just had a moment where I was on the beach,
man.
The beautiful sandy beach, white sands, beautiful clear water. Oh,
take us with you,
please. This segment, though, is sponsored by Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. We hope that you guys have an amazing trip. We know that you will. And a wonderful time and a well-deserved rest.
Absolutely, because you know one thing about Darlene and Maurice, they don't have staff.
No.
Oh, they're going large.
They're going large.
That's just how it is.
And you know what? We're going with you just in spirit, and we say have an incredibly wonderful time. Darlene's got a wonderful business, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. Good people, good service. You can phone them in Bunkie at 318-346-2540 or in Opelousas at 337-942-9939. Also, Daryl's Auto Service. You know what? We can't say enough about brother. He keeps the OPT Cruiser. He keeps it on point. He keeps it on point. It runs absolutely immaculately. It doesn't matter if your vehicle is domestic or foreign. You can phone him at 318-443-5741. Also, we say thank you to Southwest Beverage for those Southwest Beverage safety messages. Log on to their website at www.beresponsible.com. And you know what, DC? As I go through the list of people, we're so blessed. We're so blessed to have an incredible... We're so blessed to have an incredible group of people that support the OPT Network. And that really, really stand with us and stand behind us. And many of those people, like Darlene and Maurice St. Romain, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, will be standing with us as we walk,
absolutely,
as we run, as we do all that we can to eradicate breast cancer.
Absolutely. And we just want to give a big shout out to Thesha Davis of Davis One Stop for being also a huge supporter of the
absolutely
what we're doing here. And they'll be coming on this month to mm-hmm talk about the
another incredible story.
Absolutely. The business, how it started, mm-hmm, what prompted them to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And she and Hollywood Wiley.
Her sister.
Hollywood Wiley.
Y'all, we love Davis One Stop. It is an incredible grocery store, an incredible place to stop. As we leave the network this morning, I want to leave you with this. This is incredible. Because we want to change your thinking always for the better. Smith Wigglesworth, who is an incredible apostle of faith. You may or may not know him. You may have heard of him. He's referred to as the apostle of faith. Well, this is what I hope that you'll take. We hope that you'll take to your weekend and that we are really making a part of our everyday life. This is what he said. I'm not moved by what I feel. I am not moved by what I see. I am moved only by what I believe. Gabby Douglas speaks to belief, believing in the possibility. And I'm going to tell you, we celebrate your possibility. We celebrate our possibility. DC's giving me a big old rap sign, but it's Friday. It's the weekend. And we're so excited. Celebrate yourself. Celebrate possibility. We love you so much. God loves you more than that. So love yourself and don't forget to be the change that you want to see in the world. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe weekend. And we'll see you right back here on Monday.
You've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift,